The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by me, Representative Holt of Crawford. After the prayer, I will lead the pledge. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for the life that you have given us, both our natural life on this earth and the opportunity to be born again and live with you forever. Lord, those of us in this chamber have particular reason to rejoice and be thankful because we are Americans, because we are Iowans, and because we get to serve others in this very special place. Lord, please be with all of those today in need, both physically and spiritually. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. The chair recognizes the lady from Clay, Representative Jones. Representative Jones.
Jacobson has an announcement. Okay. I move that the House adjourn until Monday, March 9th, 2020 at 1 p.m.
Is there any other business to come before the House? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Pottawatomie, Representative Jacobson. For what reason do you seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, would I be in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Madam Majority Leader. February is the shortest month of the year, and we just recently celebrated Black History Month, and even with leap year of 29 days, wanted to round it out for a full month of 30 days, and this first Friday of Lent would be an appropriate time to remember a hero of mine, a spiritual father, if you will, a neighbor from Missouri, and a great force for the rights of African Americans. His name is Father Augustus Gus Tolten, T-O-L-T-E-N. Father Tolten was the first Roman Catholic priest in the United States publicly known to be black when he was ordained in 1866. A former slave who was baptized and reared Catholic, Father Tolten studied formally in Rome. He was actually at one of the pontifical universities there, became very fluent in Italian, Latin, and Greek. He was ordained in Rome on Easter Sunday at the Cathedral Archbasilica of St. John Lateran. Father Tolten led the development and construction of St. Monica's Catholic Church as a black national parish church completed in 1893. This was at a time of virulent anti-Catholicism in the United States, not just in Missouri and Illinois, where he engaged in ministry, but also in neighboring Iowa, which, as we know, still has the stain in its constitution for its pre-Blaine amendment in our Constitution of compelled support, a stain that remains today, unfortunately. Father Tolten's success at ministering to black Catholics quickly earned him national attention within the Catholic hierarchy. Good Father Gus, as he was called by many, was known for his eloquent sermons, his beautiful singing voice, and his talent for playing musical instruments. He is the subject of the 1973 biography From Slave to Priest by Sister Caroline Hemiseth. This is not the end of the story. Although Father died in 1897 during the terrible heat wave in Chicago at the age of 43 from exhaustion and overwork, just within the last year, the Bishop of Rome, the Pope, advanced the cause, a servant of God, Augustus Tolten, with the promulgation of the decree, granted the title Venerable, and if his cause progresses, is on his way to beatification and ultimately canonization. I salute you, Father Augustus Gus Tolton, Predominum Jesum Christum.
Seeing no further business, you have heard the motion by the lady from Clay, Representative Jones. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it, and the House is adjourned.